Rural America, you should be rejoicing, and we'll tell you why. Grab a Coke and watch a new Christmas movie or three. The most searched items on Google is, we'll tell you about that, Carvana, the Amazon of used cars, may be in trouble. Hey, if you go into a Costco store, don't expect people to be working the cell phone kiosk. There is some restaurant news to report as the owner of IHOP and Applebee's is taking on Chipotle and Taco Bell. Maybe, anyway. Employees at the New York Times are likely to go on strike for 24 hours, starting tomorrow. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Amazon suffers an outage. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you are along for the ride again today. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Rural America, this one is for you. General Motors has announced it will place 40,000 electric vehicle charging stations in rural parts of the country. That would nearly double the number of stations that are currently deployed. All of this comes as GM plans to sell zero-emission vehicles by 2035. These will not be the so-called Level 3 fast chargers. That sort can charge an EV to 80% of its battery capacity in 30 minutes or so, but will be the slower Level 2 chargers, yet relatively powerful. They will go into place where EV drivers might leave their vehicles parked for a couple of hours at a time, such as parks, sports venues, or downtown shopping districts. The chargers will have industry-standard J1772 charging plugs that can be used by most electric vehicles, not just GM models, and Tesla vehicles will also be able to use the chargers with an adapter. You know, we love inventive marketing ideas, and that's what Coca-Cola is bringing you this month and next. The company has launched its Christmas anthology series that will be shown on Prime Video, hoping that you'll grab a Coke and sit down to watch one of three Christmas-themed movies. Coke teamed up with Imagine Entertainment Company to produce the shorts, and it's a nod to the company's Coca-Cola Real Magic marketing program. And for Coca-Cola, it's important to do more than just sell soda. The soda giant has to connect with younger consumers and build new traditions, especially as interest in sugary, carbonated soft drinks tends to stagnate. Coca-Cola has a history of associating itself with Christmas, so much so, the company has a FAQ page for, did Coca-Cola create Santa Claus? Well, the answer to that question is, sort of. Back in 1931, the company commissioned a painting of Santa that aligns with how he is portrayed in the U.S. today, according to that FAQ page. In more recent years, the company's polar bears and brightly lit trucks have been strongly linked with the holiday. This year, Coke is trying something a little more high concept. We've never played it. I mean, who has the time, right? However, it is likely that you have, and it's also likely that you've turned to Google for some answers. Google has revealed that the word wordly is the most searched term this year in the United States and globally, signifying that the five-letter guessing game owned by the New York Times still has a grip on us. It beat perhaps the most newsier topics, such as election results and Betty White in the United States and Queen Elizabeth and Ukraine globally. Google said its annual Year in Search report examines the moments, people, and trends that sparked our collective curiosity on the search platform, noting that Wordly was the top trending search globally as guessing five-letter words every day became a way of life. See what you learn here? U.S. stocks continue to trend lower today as the markets closed a choppy session, with losses as the prospect of sustained higher rates and slowing growth continued to plague investor sentiment. I'll have those closing numbers for you in just a bit. On Wednesday, Carvana, often called the Amazon of used cars, lost half of its market value. Shares fell by more than 36% to $4.27 a share as doubts about the company's ability to meet its payment deadlines have piled up. The figures, by the way, are really lousy. The stock has lost 45% since the beginning of December. The month of November was brutal as Carvana shares fell by 43%. The stock, which ended 2021 at $231.79, is now down 98% since January. Well, this is awkward. 1,800 people have been laid off from the Costco kiosk that sells and supports cell phones. Cheapism is reporting that Wireless Advocates abruptly shut down this week, according to multiple employees on social media. This was an email to Costco employees. Quote, "As of this morning, Wireless Advocates has ceased operations effective immediately and is no longer doing business. It is also reported that all Costco kiosks ceased operations, with Wireless Advocates laying off more than 1,800 employees in the wake of the closure. The company's website? That appears to have been shut down as well. Wireless Advocates operated 535 cell phone kiosks at Costco and 65 kiosks at various military bases. That's according to the company's website, which, of course, was, as we said, taken offline on Monday. The company had been busy selling mobile phones and wireless plans in partnership with companies like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. In addition to supply chain issues and a lack of consumer interest in 5G, two factors behind the sudden closure, Wireless Advocates also suffered after canceling its contract with military bases and losing its contract with Costco, which was moving, as Costco said, in a different direction. You perhaps have never heard of Dine Brands. That is the company that owns IHOP and Applebee's, but it is real. The California-based International House of Pancakes started up in the late 50s, gaining popularity and shortening its name to IHOP in the 1970s. Eventually, the restaurant added some lunch and dinner items to the menu, but it will always be known as a breakfast destination. In 2007, IHOP scooped up the bar and grill chain Applebee's and then formed Dine Brands Global. And now, after 15 years of filling bellies, Dine Brands Global is adding yet another new restaurant to its lineup, and it's got a funky name. Breakfast? Well, we check that off. Neighborhood Grill? Check. How about a taco chain with a unique take on Mexican food and a hilarious name? Dine Brands Global has agreed to purchase Fuzzy's Taco Shop for an estimated $80 million in cash. The Texas-based taco spot has been around since 2003, currently running 138 restaurants in 18 states. Fuzzy's CEO, Paul D'Amico, will stay on, continuing to lead Fuzzy's under the umbrella of Dine Brands. So watch out, Chipotle and Taco Bell. They are coming after you. The New York Times is getting ready for a massive 24-hour strike. CBS News is reporting that the 24-hour walkout on Thursday by hundreds of journalists and other employees in what would be the first strike of its kind at the newspaper in more than 40 years. Newsroom employees and other members of the News Guild of New York say they're fed up with bargaining that's dragged on since their last contract expired in March of 2021. The union announced last week that more than 1,100 employees would stage a 24-hour work stoppage starting at 12:01 a.m. Thursday unless the two sides can reach a contract deal. Negotiations lasted for more than 12 hours late into Tuesday and continued on Wednesday, but the sides remained far apart on issues including wage increases and remote work policies. It's unclear how the day's coverage of the news would be affected, but the strike supporters included members of the fast-paced live news desk, which covers breaking news for the digital paper, Employees are planning a rally for Thursday outside of the newspaper's offices near Times Square. U.S. stocks closed on a choppy session today, as the Dow was mostly flat, closing up by 1 point at 33,597. The NASDAQ was down by 56 points to finish the trade at 10,958, and the S&P 500 was off by 7 points to close at 3,933. In the commodities market, oil extended losses to close at $72 a barrel after a decline of roughly 10% this week to the lowest level since January. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with an untimely shutdown of Amazon. Amazon shoppers trying to check items off their holiday gift lists were thwarted by a rare outage on Wednesday. The issue appeared to peak around 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time when outage tracker Down Detector logged more than 14,000 reports of glitches. Most users encountered problems at checkout, receiving an error message, according to CNN. Users also reported a smaller-scale issue with Amazon Web Services. Any outage can be costly for Amazon, especially during the holiday shopping season. For example, an outage during Prime Day in 2018 cost the e-commerce giant an estimated $1.2 million a minute. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.